Welcome to the More Business, More Life podcast. This show is for socially conscious leaders, entrepreneurs, CEO founders that have found success, but they don't have the ideal life that they would like. And what we're going to do is bring in concepts and systems so that we can increase business with millions of additional revenue while lowering our work hours, ideally below 40 hours a week. We call this More Business, More Life. And it's an and, not an or. We don't have to have either or. We can actually systemize this to have both. And those are the concepts we're going to come with each episode. Sometimes we might talk a little bit more about business, sometimes more life, most of the time, both. So welcome to the show. Welcome to the More Business, More Life podcast. And guess what? Today is our 100th episode. We're going to talk about that. And we decided our theme, since it is the week of Valentine's Day when we are recording this, that we want to share with you love and how love can transform business and how love can transform our life if we allow it to. And how does that work? Because it even seems crazy. There are people that actually say you can't bring love into business. You have to be professional. And maybe they think love is not professional. And we're going to share with you on this podcast how love can make you even more, quote unquote, professional, have even more wealth come into your life, have more growth because you're starting with love. And we're going to give real life examples of people that are not doing this and people that are doing it. What's the consequence of not doing it and what's the benefit of doing it? So jump in, learn, and actually, you know what? Love yourself. Listen to this podcast. It's going to give you more. We love you. This week, we are celebrating 100 episodes. We've been doing this podcast. We're going into the fourth year. So it was started in 2020. I used to do More Business, More Life TV, and I would have people over to the retreat center that we had. We'd go in the woods and we would record episodes. And you can see those on stevenoplaton.com under More Business, More Life TV. And you can see those. There's over 100 episodes of those. During the experience we all had in 2020 that you're all well aware of, we switched to the podcast because then we could do it remotely. So all my interviews used to be in person. All my guests would come to the land that I was living on and we'd be in the woods and we would record these episodes. So I think there's like 110 or 115 episodes of those. So those still have a lot of power and amazing interviews and amazing things. You can check that out. And so really, in a way, in my mind, this is like we're over 200 episodes if you take the podcast and the video show. But as yet, this is the 100th podcast. And so we are super excited. And the fact that this is occurring on the week of Valentine's Day, and I know other countries celebrate this too, but here in the United States on February 14th, we celebrate Valentine's Day. And this episode is being released that week. So how does that happen? And guess what? One of our top four belief with our company is love. And so here we are having our 100th episode on the week of Valentine's Day. And what a better way than to celebrate and discuss love. And we want to even add in gratitude. So I want to express my gratitude first and foremost to everyone listening. Without listeners, there's really no show. And I can tell you, Melissa Barrett, Stephanie Vetter, and Giovanni Godina, and myself, Steve Malpton, we're not here to just, I mean, we love each other and we talk every week because we work together every week, but we don't make this podcast for just us. It is life-giving. Like, I always have my notebook, and I'm also grateful I've got my golden pen from the team from my recent birthday. And this is, we're calling this 2024 karat gold. This is being recorded in 2024. So I got my golden pen here if anybody is watching on video or if this is on social media, but I'm holding a golden pen to just have that. So I'm grateful for all of that. I'm grateful for this show. I'm grateful that we can help others and be able to have this every week so we can come into your life and bring more business and more life and the philosophies behind that we don't have to work harder, that pain is not the answer to gain. We can gain in lots of different ways. And I'm also grateful for Melissa, Stephanie, and Giovanni for joining me on this. And that's one of our other values is together, that doing this together, there's an African proverb, it says, you've probably heard us, we've mentioned this a lot. If you want to go quickly, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And our mission right now with More Business, More Life and what we're doing together, we are going far. And I'm saying that we are as if it's a definite, because to me, it is. As long as my blood is going through my body and I'm here, this is what I'm living for my team, for the people that you're listening, my life, for the rest of this life on this planet. I am for sure it's coming out of my soul, my heart, and everything inside of my body that I am here to serve. I came to this life right now to serve as many people as possible to have the freedom that they desire. That's what I'm here to do. And Stephanie, Melissa, and Giovanni have joined because, and they could say it in their own words, but they believe in this same cause. And together we can help more people. And I want to also say that we are in an emergence. If you haven't recognized already, we are in a changing environment, a changing world. This is an age. We are coming into a new era. And with that, it's scary. Many people, fear is going to pop up because the tendency for humans is to stay the way that it is. It's a safety mechanism that's actually wired into the brain to not change, because even if it's not good, even if it's not comfortable, even if you're being abused, this is why we see people in abusive relationships and we're like, why do you stay? Because the part of their brain, what psychologists call the reptilian brain, is saying, don't change. It's not safe to change. We know that if we get abused, we still survive. We know that if it's not good or we're not comfortable or we don't have enough money to pay the bills this month, that's what we've been used to our whole life. So why change it? Because we already survived that. We're here to tell you that you can rewire your brain around that so that you can have the dreams that you want. And we are really, in all of it, I'm here to help you. Like, I've found my soul purpose on this planet. I want you to be able to lift yours up and live the best life that you can have right now and not wait. And so that's why I'm filled with love today. That's why I'm filled with gratitude, because this podcast is one of the tools. It's not the tool. It's one of the tools, but it gives us an opportunity to be here for you and be here for the change in the world and make it not as scary. It's not as scary when someone's guiding you. You could go to the jungle in the Amazon and you could be really scared, right? Or if you're in India, like literally a tiger, or if you're in Africa, I've been there too. Like literally a lion could come. I mean, literally. Here, like if you're in the United States, most cities, I mean, it would have to be a zoo breakout or something. You're not going to have one of these crazy, big, strong animals come around your back. So think about that. But sometimes we stress ourselves to that level of fear. And if you were walking around in Africa, if you were in, I'm just picking some countries. I know there's other animals in the United States too. Like I lived in an area that there was a lot of mountain lions. So, I mean, you could. I mean, it's not saying North America is absent of predator animals like that. Not to get into more detail. But ultimately, what I'm trying to say is, if you have a guide, they can stir you away from that, right? They can say, hey, over in that area, there's lions. Let's go this way, right? That's why you can go on a safari and most people survive. I mean, it could be scary, but most people make it in and out of safaris because they have well-trained guides. If you go to Australia and you have Crocodile Dundee with you, I mean, I know it's a fictitious character, but I've met some Australians and they're pretty close to that. They can take you in the outback and get you back home safe because they know it, right? So that's what we want. We want guides, and we hope that's what this show can be for you. In little nuggets, week to week, we can give you guidance so that you don't get stuck in the jungle. We love you. We do this all for love. So happy Valentine's Day week, happy love week, whatever you want to call it, however you celebrate it. And you know what? We should love each other every day. So whatever day you're listening to this, if it's 2 years ahead, we love you. What's your celebration anthem, each of you? Like celebrating 100 episodes, jump in. What are your feelings around all this love and gratitude?
Well, I remember when we were talking about starting this together as a team. I know you've done it, but this was sort of a new adventure for us to all do it together. And we were looking at the 55th episode. So it's surreal that this is like we've done 45 episodes together in a podcast. And I think I forget to even tell people, like, yeah, I co-host a podcast. Like, it's almost still not sunk in that this is something that we do, but it's something that I look forward to every week. And you're right. I think we come together with so much love for each other and so much love for our clients. And that is why we do this. But in that, like wanting to share all that love, so much comes back to us just having this like sacred time together. It's also, like you said, it's healing for us as well. So there's so many reasons to do this and to talk about the things we talk about, and for sure to talk about love and to have it all start there, is it's definitely changed my life.
Thank you, Stephanie.
I was just going to say how I think for me, what was so transformational is coming from such a large corporation to start my own company and then have you be a coach that is so focused on love as your first core value. It was like, really? Can you do that? Because I mean, you exude love, but to actually transform your business as a core value, I mean, I have just never seen it. And so what is amazing to me is how it just comes through and continues to grow in everything you do as a core value for the company. The connections are much deeper than they would be, I think, if, you know, because I think I'm used to like, you have a business relationship over here and you have a personal relationship over here. And everybody talks about authenticity and vulnerability, and you create this space where you literally have the ability to bring your whole self to work and people care.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Well, yeah. And it's like, how authentic can we be when we're so open to love? I love that, Melissa. And you're right. Like, there are people, there are companies that said you can't do that. They actually said you can't have love be such in the forefront. And for me, and I think we're done. We as a society are done from having these walls and barriers. And even if you're being authentic and you don't mean to harm anyone, but then you have these walls up, right? So if we don't let love be the core, then we're still leaving a wall up. We're leaving something unsaid. We're leaving another connection, right? It's like if you had your phone line and like one of the wires is disconnected and it's a little foggy. And you might not notice, you've been living with that foggy phone connection for so long, you just got used to it. But when you plug in love and you get full fiber and you could beam the language at a high, high level, all of a sudden it's magical. And you're like, why have I not done this for years, right? So I'm just echoing what you're saying, Melissa. And yeah, this is what we want. We want to be like fully vulnerable and authentic. And so we can really connect. I think that's the only way to see each other. Because if I hold back, then I really can't see you, right? A wall is two ways. If I block a wall and I'm peeping through a hole, then how much of me can you see? And every time I've done this, Melissa, everyone else steps up their vulnerability. And then we truly see each other. And then we can help each other faster. Thanks for taking the scary jump from a big corporation that would never do that to be like, oh, let's just go all love. Thank you, Melissa.
Yeah, it's interesting because you see more and more companies getting bashed like on social media for the way they're handling certain things. And it's definitely not like a way of coming from a place of love. Like I just recently just saw an article about some woman got fired because she wanted to stay home, like stay working at home because her new adopted child was in the intensive care unit. And it was from a company that's like woman owned, and that's a baby clothing company. And like, yeah, so like apparently it went like crazy viral on apparently on TikTok. I don't have TikTok, so I don't know, but I just read the article and like they were just, yeah, like the way that she was like let go because she wanted to stay, be able to work from remotely so that she could be with her child. And then you hear so many other stories now of companies letting go of people just in a non-loving way, like over Zoom. I get it if it's like remote, they're already remote, right? But it's like the way they do it. And people like starting to record and like taking things into their own hands. Like a lot of companies aren't coming from a place of love. They're just coming from a place of like profit or bottom line or whatever it is. And that is very unfortunate because we've talked about this like a while ago, maybe just you and I, Steve, when I was on the podcast with you, but like firms of endearment. So companies that actually not just have like a social purpose, but like come from a place of love actually end up doing way better, like in the S&P 500 compared to the S&P 500 companies, like long-term, not short-term, but long-term. And some of them even short-term. But it's just interesting, like, because we are in transition, right? Societally, globally, people are are tired of the way things are being run and businesses are being run and how people are being treated within those businesses and everything like that. And so, yeah, what better way to have a do our 100th episode than talking about love and bringing that to the workplace?
100%.
Love language.
Yes. the love language. And to add on to that real quick, this is where the shift is. Like, when things get so big, they either implode or explode and they change and it goes back to small. So there's a ping pong effect, right? And we've been in such a big kind of thing, like big corporate, big industrial revolution. The industrial revolution is still the system we're living in. And this is over like 100 years old, over 100 years old, and the systems haven't changed. And so in that, there's change coming, whether you like it or not. And I think even some of the people that are trying to hold power are noticing that and they're scrambling. And then that's why they're enforcing their will harder. But we are moving into a period of time of power with, not power over, power with the people, not power over the people. And this is part of the shift that we're a part of. And this means we need more small businesses. And so I want to say this out loud for all the people that are actually so against capitalism because they think it's wrong to them. But this is not what capitalism looks like. We're riddled with monopolies and all these things that were never intended for this type of economy. And publicly traded companies, which in general, I'm not the biggest fan of. I understand some technology companies, they wouldn't exist if they couldn't get enough funding to create their invention. But there are other ways to do that. And when your it goes back to what Giovanni was just saying, when your fiduciary, right, the number one priority of your company is fiduciary, then it causes a ruckus with everything. And people thought it was impossible. Like, how do you have a $1 billion company without being public? Well, Patagonia is a prime example. They broke $1 billion privately held. The CEO's first book was like, "Let My People Go Surf." They literally created the company because they were a group of surfers and climbers, and they just wanted to be able to make a living so they could do their joy and then also make their sports better, add to the climbing gear, add to the surf gear, and then do it socially and environmentally safely. They were ones in the 1980s, going back to the childcare. They actually, if you were an executive there and you needed to travel, they actually paid for a nanny to be with you. They added childcare inside in the 1980s. Think how the pioneer they are. They had childcare in like 1982 for all their employees. And some of those kids grew up in that environment and end up working for Patagonia. So if anybody says that it's not possible, it is. And this is not the only company now. Many companies have followed suit on this. We are here to say that it's still the minority. And that's part of the initiative with More Business, More Life, is to help more businesses do this. And why is this important? In closing on this little statement here is that it creates more autonomy. It creates more freedom. I want to see more small businesses. And I think that's the way we're going. Being dominated by big companies is going to fade. I'm not saying they're not going to exist. We're not going to go to zero. However, I think many more small businesses and a village and community economic mentality is coming back. It's already happening, if you notice around your town, and that you can empower that by shopping with those folks. This is what we call cooperative economics, right? So you can start helping those small businesses by partaking in those small businesses, and you could be one. So if you have a dream of your craft, your love, this is the time to start doing it, because it's going to be more about the next area for right now, I believe, is going to be about more small businesses.
Yeah. And I think right now is prime because there's so many opportunities. And like, I mean, you can't turn the corner without hearing about like AI and stuff like that. Like, it's just helping level the field a lot more than the internet already did. It's like, it's literally changing the way people are doing stuff. And it's not to say, and we've said this before, but it's not getting rid of jobs. It's just transitioning to different focuses. But I think you're right, because I believe that we're already in this switch of it going to small business. I saw a little short that popped up in my YouTube that was like, it was a podcast interviewing these two teenagers, literally kids, like 16 and 18 years old, making six figures, doing TikTok. I don't know if it was like advertising or channel management or something like that, but they're 16 and 18, already making multiple six figures. I was like, wow, that like just blew my mind, like that the opportunities with the technology that's out, that you, if you have the mindset, like there's nothing to stop you from having your own business and having a good living.
So let's pause real quick and take a break, and we'll be right back. I just want to have an expression of gratitude right now for Pro Audio Voices. They're the ones that produce my podcast, and Becky and her team are amazing. And for those of you that know me, I'm all about wow clients, wow partners, and Pro Audio Voices is a wow partner for me. And if you want to learn more, you can go to proaudiovoices.com and you can learn about them. They also do audiobooks, and they're just amazing people. Thank you, Becky. I saw a quote from Gary Vee. He said that if the technology existed when he was in school, he surely would have been a high school dropout. And then he said, probably even a junior high dropout, because I would have already been able to make money with all this stuff. He's like, which goes back to education too, because even that's got to shift. And the education is built on getting people ready for the factory, right? So I'm not bashing education. I'm going to be a lifelong learner. I just think the way that we learn and the way that we teach and the way that we're testing, we're making it set up for people to go work for the big corporations and the factories, which again is going to change. And so we need more education on entrepreneurial mindset and that you can learn. I told my kids in general that there's the number one thing that I want them to know for their education by the time they finish high school is I want them to know how to learn. That's it. So my job as a parent, I believe, is to teach my kids how to learn, because if you give anybody that gift, then they can do anything they want. So I told my kids, if you want to learn something, if you like something, you want to do it, then we learn. And that's it. So as long as a child can learn, that's what's most important to me, not what tests they pass. Do they know how to learn?
Yeah, the systems can't keep up with the changing times, because I mean, if you think about it, like if they're teaching you about business or technology, by time it's been approved through all of the boards or whatever they have to go through, like it's already changing. It's like there's no way for school system to keep up. And yeah, I think that is right. I mean, that's what it came to. The school system is not officially, but unofficially, is meant to just keep you as a worker, just keep you in your place, be cool with sitting at a spot for 8 hours a day, just typing around type of thing. But yeah, I think, I don't know if we're getting away from the subject of love, but that kind of going towards what you were talking about with your kids. I mean, like, fine. It's crazy because you can like, the people who have like the most success, they find something that they're passionate about, right? And then they go do it, and they're usually hugely successful because it's something that they love. And when it gets hard, they continue pushing forward because it's something that they love and they care about. So I mean, I don't think we really got off topic, but it's, if you can teach your kids how to learn, how to educate themselves and follow their heart on something that they love. Like it, again, like it goes back to the example that you gave, and I love this example, is just the bronies. Like I think it's the most ridiculous thing in the entire world of men. I mean, no shame to anybody. I just think it's ridiculous in the sense that like it's the possibilities out there, but that you have a group of men, adult men, who love My Little Ponies, more power to you, but that there's a market there. Right? That you can make money, you can have a business, you can have a living from something like that is awesome. And I don't mean ridiculous in a disrespectful way, just that
more like mind blowing. I think that's
mind blowing. There
like
we go.
Mind blowing. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, I couldn't even believe this is a thing. And to validate that, I brought that to Giovanni because when I was at Comic-Con, they had a massive booth. And if you're at Comic-Con, it's not cheap. I mean, so here they are, and they're funded. Now, so back in the day, going back to Giovanni's point of technology, back in the day, you would have been picked on, possibly bullied, just because you're the one that likes that. And then now, because of the internet and that the world is getting smaller and smaller, you can actually find people that are like you. And that is where then it's reassuring that you can be you. And I think this does come back to love, because what we're saying is right now is a time to love yourself. And that's what we hope for this show. It's that it's empowering you to live your dream. So many of us have stifled our dreams, said, oh, I'm too old now. And so we've been talking about children, raising our children and teaching them how to learn. Well, guess what? No matter how old you are that you're listening to this, you still can learn. I will be a lifelong learner. And if you have something that's been in your heart and you've denied it and denied it, then this is the time to open it up. This is the time to invest in your love, to invest in your soul and your heart's purpose, your core purpose. And we're here to help guide you through that in any way that we can. And on top of that, then this is the time, like Giovanni brought up, with AI and all the technology, that you actually can do it with a smaller budget. So you don't need, now we have technology that we can make small businesses compete with big businesses because they can move through the technology quicker. So this is more of a, this is an act of love on this podcast to give you love today, to empower you that dream. We're just at time. Is there any last thoughts before we close out this episode?
I was just going to say, I mean, I think when people think about love, that they think about kind of one thing, but there are so many different ways to express love in your personal and professional lives, whether it be work-life integration, self-love, even the role of love and innovation when you think about creativity and emotional intelligence, problem solving, diversity, equity, and inclusion. I mean, the creation of the workplace, entrepreneurship. I mean, there's so many different ways that when you really think about how you want to express your love and gratitude in a workplace and in your own passion for work, that it can just be expressed in so many different ways. And I think sometimes we just think about it kind of myopically.
I agree. So just take what Melissa said and think about how you're pouring love into the meal that you're preparing for, even for yourself. If it's just a quick breakfast, how are you putting love in that so that you can consume that love? If you're making a meal for someone else, if you're calling a meeting at work, how can you bring more love to that meeting? How can you send love, even if it's unsaid? How can you be in love with that meeting? How can you give more love to that meeting? Basically, this stuff is magical. And just think about how, like, you could have the same recipe from grandma and you make it and never taste the same. They always say it's the love of grandma. So how can you put your grandma's love in everything that you do, right? And this comes back to the biblical saying, cleanliness is godliness. And I don't think it just means sweeping the floor. I think for me, I let that statement branch out to how you do anything is how you do everything. And when you give it devotion of love, you tend to do it more. If you're wrapping a gift with love, look how beautiful the wrapping is. If you just throw it together and run off because you just feel obligated, you can tell. If you didn't notice, you could tell.
I can tell for sure. Yeah. I think the result is different when you lead with love. And I mean, we've been even looking at, like, how do we better serve our clients? How do we bring more value? That comes from a place of love, of like wanting them to have the best experience, the best results. And so when you think about the person on the other side that's going to be receiving your product or service and what they need, and we've spent so much time really like going deep on that. I mean, it comes from a place of love, then they're going to get better results. And then with that, they'll grow and we'll grow. So it's in service of, I think, everybody, right? The business and people on the other side, the clients.
So beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing this time with me, team. As you know, I love you. For all of you listening, I love you. Yeah, I bring all my love as much as possible. I'm not saying I'm 100%er, but I'm trying to get as close as I can to that everything I do is with love. So I hope this inspires you to love more, to love yourself more, and then to love others more, and to see your potential. Look inside your heart, dream, journal, write down the things that you really want to do and start deciding how you can have that. And if you're not sure, ask us, get on social media, email us. For those of you that don't know, we have a weekly newsletter that goes more and drives more content around what we're teaching here. And you can easily get on there by texting WOW, W-O-W, to 72,000. That's 72,000. Text the word WOW to 72,000. And it'll guide you to add on to join That's the word I was looking for, to join our newsletter. And then that's all free. That's more reasons that we're, the more ways we're giving love to the world. So thank you for being a part and helping us get to 100 episodes. Thank you, team, for being a part of that. And we will see you next week. And as always, remember, choose gratitude, create freedom. We love you. Thanks for listening to the More Business, More Life podcast. I hope you got value. And if you did, we have so many more things for you at stevenopliton.com. You'll be able to connect with us on social media. We are active. You can ask us questions. And then on top of that, I want to give you a really big gift. And it truly is. We want to give so much value. We have an offering. It's a program called Clear Path to Customers. It's the same way that we attract wow clients and only working with the right people, the people we want to. And it's transformed my business into millions more in revenue with the right people and my clients. And we're doing it absolutely free. So you can go to stevenopliton.com and grab that. You just got to put in your information. We'll send it to you promptly. And that again is on stevenopliton.com. I look forward to having you on the next show. Until then, remember, choose gratitude and create freedom.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.